This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel launched an expanded ground operation on Saturday after creating a near blackout of communication in the Gaza Strip with increased bombardment and artillery fire overnight. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a war for Israel's existence and said, "Never again is now." What he's saying is yesterday evening, more of our ground forces entered into Gaza in the development of the Stronghold of Evil. This is the second phase of the war, whose goals are clear: the destruction of the military and governmental capabilities of Hamas and the return of the hostages home. Gaza residents described the massive bombardment from land, air, and sea as the most intense of the three-week-old Israel-Hamas war. In recent reports, Western countries, which generally backed what they said was Israel's right to self-defense, but there has been a mounting international concern over the toll of the bombing and growing calls for a pause to allow aid to reach Gaza civilians. Health authorities in the Gaza Strip of 2.3 million people say 7,650 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's campaign to obliterate the militants. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, whose Palestinian Authority governs parts of the occupied West Bank while Hamas rules Gaza, said, quote, "Our people in the Gaza Strip are facing a war of genocide and massacres committed by the Israeli occupation forces in full view